Hello, everybody. No, that was terrible. I can't get my oh hellos right these days. I'm losing it.
Just say oh hello.
That's too low energy. I'm not going to get anyone hooked if I just go oh hello.
Well, they might be expecting an oh hello, and then you go oh hello.
Oh, do you think I've played that card too much? Do you think I'm outstaying my welcome with the oh hello?
I just reckon mix it up a bit. It's like with any cuisine, I suppose. You put one ingredient in it, it ends up being a bowl of beans. But you put it with other ingredients, before you know it, you got a nice curry.
I'm not sure that's how cuisine works. But, tell you what, you give me the oh hello, I'll run with it.
Ready?
Oh hello!
And welcome to the 316 podcast. I'm Zeke, and with me is Graham. We have got some great topics coming up, mate. We've had quite a few suggestions from the listeners who are leaving their suggestions either on Twitter for us or the316.podbean.com. Let's dive straight on into it, shall we?
Yeah.
As suggested by regular nuisance Carol Todhunter, crazies that put up Christmas decorations in homes when still November. That's the title of today's podcast. Graham, when do you put up your Christmas decorations?
Well, not November. I mean, you're saying, you know, let's worry about the... Well, Carol's saying, let's worry about the crazies that put up the decorations in November.
Hmm. She didn't say, let's worry about it.
Oh, well, I am.
You are worried about it. You're concerned.
Not in the ones, like, in November. I mean, we really need to consider the crazies that put them up in October.
There's some people who have them up all year round.
I mean, there's levels, isn't there?
There's what? Nevels?
Yeah.
What are Nevels?
No, levels.
Oh, levels? I thought you said Nevels. I thought this was some new slang for people who put up their Christmas decorations. Nevels.
Yeah, I'll keep that.
Yeah, you know what? It honestly doesn't bother me so much.
Is it not?
What you do in your own home is entirely up to you, and I like Christmas, man. It's not for me. I'll put my thing up in, you know, maybe the first, even second week of December. But you know what does annoy me?
What?
Graham, at some point in every gentleman's life, they meet a special someone. Perhaps you move in together. Perhaps you even get married. Everything is absolutely blissful, except for that one month in the year that they insist on buying a 20-foot Norwegian fir tree to jam in your 15-foot living room. Julia, we don't live in a cathedral. We don't need to buy a tree the size of something they put in Times Square. It's a two-bedroom house, not Downton bloody Abbey. And for the entire month of December, I can't even see the television because there's a gigantic piece of nature in the way. I'm going to put a picture in the show notes of how it looked from my sofa last year. Go see that at the316podbean.com.
She's not actually in, is she?
No, she's not. I'll get my ass kicked later when she listens to this episode. Oh, and this is the other thing. I hope you're not expecting presents. We can't afford any because we're probably going to spend 700 quid on a tree. Graham, I apologise. What input have you got on this topic today?
Are you guys happy with Steam vouchers together, or would Jules like something else?
We're not planning what we're giving each other for Christmas on
this
podcast.
No, I mean for both of you, for me.
Yes, I know what you mean, but we're recording it. What's that got to do with anything? Do you want to discuss this now? Yeah, no, give me Steam vouchers. I'm perfectly happy with that. I don't think Jules would be massively happy if you gave her Steam. Tell you what, buy her an acre share of some Norwegian fir forest. She'd be over the moon with that. That'd keep her going for years.
I'll bear that in mind.
Good. What do you want for Christmas?
Not a lot, really. Just a happy day.
Peace on earth.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Great. Head on over to the316.podbean.com and leave your topic for the future. Graham, we're out of time. Catch you later.